second down and seven. And overthrown and an interception at the goal line by Josh Norman. He brings it out across the 25 and up to the 32.
Here's a remarkable stat as we enter the 7 o'clock hour on a Monday, the 12th day of November. Texans will play at the Redskins on Sunday, and they will be aiming to win 7 games in a row. So this is a matchup of two teams that are 6-3, right? The Redskins have played 9 games, hence being 6-3. So they have played these 9 games, and in the 3 games they have lost, they have not led. In the 6 games that they have won, they have not trailed. There has not been a single lead change in any of the Redskins games.
Boy, that's
all
high,
year.
That's high drama there. That's
all year.
Sounds like an exciting football team.
Yes.
There's a, I feel like these two teams, this might be the battle of teams that nobody knows what to make of.
Correct.
In the NFL. This is the epitome of like, what are they anyway? It's almost, it's the ambiguity bowl. And who will win this ambiguity bowl and what will it tell us? Nobody really knows for sure. Other than that, you're going to Washington, where Josh Norman says that they don't seem to have much of a home field advantage.
Yeah, you guys,
and they have played better on the road.
Let me read you guys this quote by Josh Norman. You can stop me wherever you want. Quote, "I feel like we play better on the road. I'm not going to lie. Gosh, man, it seems like our true fans, they're really with us on the road, and we feed off of that. When we go into the home stands, it seems like an open bubble or something, like the other team's turf or something. You hear more of them than you do us. Then if something bad happens, they sulk. They sit back in their seats and they boo. I don't know. It started to be this year that we started to see that. It's kind of crazy because the first couple of years I've been here, you would see sellouts, everybody all happy and excited and all for the Redskins.
Oh.
But now you go around to see the whole NFC East teams, the Phillies, Giants, even Dallas. They sold out. People in the seats, they're cheering for their team. Regardless, good, bad, or indifferent, they're still showing up each and every week going hard."
You know what? We'll have to ask John Riggins. Reverend John Riggins on later in the week. We'll have to ask him if there's like a correlation to election time in Washington, D.C. Maybe this is just the first time Norman's been here. Wait, is this his third season there?
Yes, I think so.
So it's his third season. So he is there for the big election 3 years ago, 2 years ago. But maybe this midterm election was even, maybe it was even more distracting because everybody realized what was on the line. So maybe that's all it is.
It could be that. It also could be that they're a boring team that has Alex Smith as their quarterback, their best offensive players, Adrian Bleeping Peterson, for God's sakes. They're a boring team on offense and on defense. And when you've had as many years of that under Dan Snyder, at some point, maybe you check out. They are a team that is going nowhere. Yeah, they might be 6-3, but they are closer to the 2014 Houston Texans than a team that actually has a chance to do damage later on in the season, you know? This is a team that's around 500 with a quarterback that I think doesn't get his due around the league, but he's not very good either. And on top of that, you have a boring team, why would you go and watch this?
Adrian Peterson is an interesting case study this year because like he's doing more than people thought he would, but it's still, he's not like a
not
bell
much,
cow
though.
Or anything, right? Like he looks like he'd be an awesome second running back,
yeah.
You know, like, but if you want him to be your bell cow and actually drive your offense, he's just, look, he's not that guy anymore. You know, he's 33 years old. He's had multiple injuries and everything, at least one legal scare. So, like, there's no reason you should expect him to be that, but yet there he is, and this is what you get, a team that can preserve a lead but can't necessarily drive out to one.
What is the upside of a player ripping the fans? How's that going to go well?
There's almost no upside. Like, zero upside. Because
nothing good is going to come out of that.
No fan is sitting at home thinking, like, you know what? I really got to reassess things. You know what, Coach? I'm glad you gave me this tough love, yeah. Josh Norman, because I'd kind of been slacking off. You know, a lot of times you just get comfortable and you think like, I'm just going to show up and I'll be a good fan. But yep. No, I realize you got to work. In the National Football League, every single week, you got to show up to be a fan. Yep. I apologize, Coach.
Will Josh Norman galvanize the fans for Texans, Redskins Texans coming up next Sunday?
They'll all be there now.
I'll tell you the worst one ever. Texans fans will enjoy this a little bit because it's a Tony Vaselli story. Tony, when we were in Jacksonville, once there was a tropical depression that dumped like 8 feet of water on downtown Jacksonville on a game day. So nobody showed up. It was like they were at the road. roads were closed. And after the game, somebody asked Tony about it, and he said, I wish I made enough money to buy tickets and not go to a game. That was not received well at all.
He probably regrets that, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he'd regret
it. I think he was, and he was, Tony's got a really dry sense of humor. I think he was joking, obviously, especially about the money part. But that did not go over well at all, especially when the cops were telling people not to drive.
We've got one story this morning that is pretty interesting here. And I'm not sure exactly how many details of these to provide because they're pretty salacious, right? I mean, these are pretty salacious things that the disgruntled former receivers coach at Ohio State is throwing out there.
But it's out there. I mean, so Zach Smith, who apparently like wants to lash out and blame everybody in the world for the allegations about him abusing his spouse and for his dismissal from Ohio State, he's trained his sights back on not just Tom Herman but his wife as well. I won't read all the tweets because like it's a lot of kind of sorted allegations that we don't necessarily need to. But this is the important thing, and this is why you have to realize, like, oh, wow. Zach Smith, he does not treat women well. So he tweets at Michelle Herman, remember when you had Tom Herman text me that you're not afraid of me? You should be afraid because I know everything you told my ex, and I know everything your bleep bleep husband has done. So be afraid because I know the truth. Then he goes on, and basically, and this is what I don't quite understand, claims that Michelle Herman told Zach Smith's wife about times that Tom Herman had committed infidelities. And then, so basically, all he's doing is threatening to expose this to the world, which, because he has texts and pictures of Tom Herman cheating, like, he's not even threatening Tom Herman to tell his wife something. In Zach Smith's mind, Michelle Herman already knows all of this. He just wants to make it public, which is about as low down as it gets, except that, let's remember, Zach Smith blames Tom and Michelle Herman for apparently trying to help Zach Smith's poor wife, who, regardless of what the allegations are and exactly how true they are or anything, I think it's pretty clear by this point that it's probably not a lot of fun to live with Zach Smith. The guy's a freaking whack
job. He's a psycho, and all you need to do is take a look at a screen grab that he took of a text that might be between he and Tom Herman and might not, where he says, I'm now on a mission to expose the bitch you are because, boy, are you the biggest bitch alive. You lying, disloyal coward. You can't silence me. I don't think Tom is trying to and never will be able to. So your own bleep bag self, because now, after you decide to ruin me, I'm going to expose who you are courtesy of Michelle. Then he sends a kissy emoji face with a heart coming out of it.
Because he's claiming to have text messages and everything from Michelle to his wife.
Right. Yeah. And at some point in the next text, like, imagine someone sends you like 14 texts in a row and all of them are paragraph long. So this is essentially the kind of crazy text that you will see during either the end stages of a breakup where one person is losing their mind and the other person doesn't care that much, or when someone is just a creep and honestly can't shut up and can't help themselves.
And I'm glad you made this point, but he's claiming that this is a text message with Tom Herman.
Right.
We don't know
for
sure. This is just
sure.
This is coming from whack job Zach Smith.
So he continues. He quotes a line. Who is he to condemn you when he wasn't living right? He continues a little bit more.
Well, he's saying that's what coaches have told him, that other coaches are encouraging him to come out and expose Tom Herman.
Which again, like, what does this do? How does this do anything for him? But that's neither here nor there. Send Courtney more money, bitch. I'm going to share everything about you. Blah, blah, blah. Including
all the pictures I've taken of the bleep you did. So tell Randall and your cronies to stop because I'm ready to expose the beeping, cowardly bitch you are. Tom Herman's response, okay, cool, hook him. Which is one of the, I hope this is an actual message.
Do. That's a great
response. That was one of the best responses I've ever seen to an aggressive text.
I have a really basic question. What exactly does Zach Smith have against Tom Herman? Is this going back to the whole thing that allegedly Tom Herman was the initial like source on this whole Ohio State story?
I think so. And then it also seems like Zach Smith is upset that Michelle and Tom Herman may have helped Courtney Smith, who was being, by the way, everybody, let's remember, was married to this whack job Zach Smith and had to deal with this kind of
Good
stuff
God.
All the time. So As best I can tell, Michelle and Tom Herman are guilty of reaching out to a woman who was probably, like, really in an emotional tough spot. That's the best I can tell. Now, I'm sure people up at Ohio State will tell you different.
Now, Zach Smith has admitted to domestic violence in various texts over the last couple of months. I have to admit, I'm not tracking, like, every single detail of this story, but from what I can recall, he did admit that. So I'm looking at this story, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, this is a guy who is a self-admitted domestic abuser who's basically saying, yeah, but Tom Herman may have cheated on his wife, and she may know about it.
Right, and she's like, and she knows about it, but I'm going to threaten to tell everybody about it, even though I just did. Like, he can't even sell his book properly. He's giving out all the details before he even prints the book. This is just, I don't know what you do. And I guess the other question would be, all right, look, if it's marital infidelity between a coach and his wife, and the wife already knows about it, and it happened while he was with another institution, and it wasn't like with an employee or something, I don't know how relevant that is to Tom Herman's current situation, other than it feels a whole lot like stuff that shouldn't be public if it doesn't have to be. I feel really bad for Tom Herman and Michelle Herman right now. And if you want to dig for more details, they're out there.
I don't even really feel bad. I mean, this guy looks like such a crazy person. Yeah. Any of these details that come out, does anyone believe them? Does anyone put any stock into them outside of maybe psychopath Ohio State fans? But not even they are going to do it because I don't think they care about Zach Smith anymore now that he's gone.
Well, Zach Smith claims he has photos and everything, which it does the classic, like, you better watch out because I got photos. Like, all right, well then, why did you not bother showing the photos now? Like, are you trying to extort me, like, very publicly? It wouldn't surprise me if Zach Smith is dumb enough to be, like, publicly extorting Tom Herman. Like the next tweet is going to be like, hey, you better give me $50,000 or I'm coming out with these photos.